Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, capturing the spirit of San Francisco. Today's guest is former Giants third base coach and current analyst for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area and MLB Network, Tim Flannery. Tim, you know, last week of the season here, and this team, it seems like in the second half, has just been looking for that sense of urgency, you know, put together a winning streak. How do you manufacture that, especially when it's really go time here?
Well, I think they've all experienced it where they see it sometimes come out of a bottle like a genie. And they say hope is not a strategy, but I'm hoping that happens this week. You know, I mean, the numbers show that it's probably going to be difficult. But with that being said, there's a lot of people around baseball that know that if they do get in, they know how to get there.
Well, you got to get there. And, you know, there's definitely been some rough edges here the second half of the season. I mean, starting with how do you close a game? And Sergio Romo has stepped up. Can they depend on him the rest of this way?
I think they can, and I also think that Will Smith will be a guy. If they decide to stack left-handers against Sergio, they can have Will come off the bench and out of the bullpen and do the job too, getting a couple key outs. So I think it'll be a combination still. I don't think it'll just be one. I hope they have the lead. Let's start with that, because they're playing some offensive teams that really score a lot of runs, and that's been one of the reasons the bullpen has struggled so much, is because of the offense has not scored a lot.
We'll have more with Tim Flannery right after this. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Townsend Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Townsend Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. You know, sometimes they'll score against the better pitcher, but they won't score against the guy nobody's heard of. And you can attribute that to, you know, scouting reports and all that. What do you think it is? And as a player, as a former player, what was it when a guy, you know, especially a September call-up guy, was pitching, you didn't know much about him? How much of a challenge was that?
Well, it is a challenge. A lot of times they have nothing to lose, and nobody really – I mean, you can have reports on them, and you can have your AAA manager in the dugout with a report, and you can see video, but – anybody can, not anybody, but people can get hot for a couple weeks at a time and then never be seen again either. The AAA is full of those guys. So they come up, they're very confident because they're here. They're playing with nothing to lose. And it's just a short time they're here. So if you don't find out about them quickly, they can't affect you.
You know, the Giants have not had a good batting average here lately with pinch hitting. And you know, the clutch hitting in the second half of the year has suffered as well. But what do you think is the key for that, especially for some of these guys? You might have a Mac Williamson who's not getting a lot of at-bats, and then all of a sudden, okay, go ahead and pinch hit, kid. That's not easy.
No, I did it for a living, and unless you play once or twice a week, get those starts a couple times a week, it's hard to do when you're a young player. Usually that's a role for the older player who's experienced, who's got a really short swing. Connor Gillespie, I always thought, would be good at it because he has such a short swing. And if you have something that small and short, you can sustain that swing when you're sitting on that bench for 2 weeks at a time. Because usually when you're coming off that bench, you have a mental game walking to face the closer. One guy on your shoulder saying, well, I haven't played, or I haven't hit in 2 weeks. Well, the other guy's got to say, it doesn't matter. You can get it done. You can get it done. So it's a mental thing, and a lot of times it's more for the older player.
We'll get back to the conversation with Tim Flannery in just a moment. Hey, Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of Little Leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Keebel & Shuckett Photography have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again. Whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall, your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Keeble & Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. Contact them at www.kspphoto.com. You mentioned the short swing. Seems like Kelby Tomlinson is good in that area. What do you think about his approach?
I like it because he comes up there ready to hit, and he uses the whole field. And if you can go the other way, you usually have a short swing, and you let the ball carry, and you know all the adjectives we hear about hitting the ball the other way. But you've got to be ready to hit from the first pitch on. It's not the easiest job in the world. I still have a record in San Diego where I have 5 pinch hits in a row, but I tell the guys here, I go, I think 4 of them were off my knuckles. So you got to be lucky too.
You know, Tim, you were part of these World Series championship teams as the third base coach. The expectations, especially the even year expectation, how do you think this team has managed that? Because everybody is constantly expecting that, you know, they're going to do it. At some point, they're going to be there.
Well, the whole even year thing I'm still confused about, because if that's all you had to say, why did it take 56 years till somebody figure it out,
right?
You know?
Right.
Look, it's magic when you win one. It's magic when you put 3 together. It's real easy to expect and assume that that's going to happen. It's a very difficult thing to do, and all you got to do now is we got to come out and play the last 6 games and see where it all leads to. It's just the last act of the show.
More with Tim Flannery right after this. The Bay Area is a playground for all levels of cyclists, and the best bicycle store around is Breaking Away Bicycles in Marin. Established in 2005, Breaking Away Bicycles was built on a passion for getting people outside. Donna started the shop after 19 years managing Angel Island, watching kids and adults enjoy riding around the beautiful landscape. She left the corporate world to help more folks get on bikes. Rich joined the team and dedicated his life to being constantly covered in grease. He'll get you rolling no matter what. So stop by Breaking Away Bikes in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common. Or check them out on the web, www.breakingawaybikes.com. A few things outside of the Giants I wanted to ask about. First of all, Jose Fernandez. I mean, this is just a tragedy to hear about this on Sunday. 24 years old, boating accident, to lose one of the real stars of the game. What was your reaction to it?
I think we were all stunned. We were all shocked. We were all saddened. And then we were all just moved to almost a depressional state when you see all the people that it affect. Inside the game, outside the game, and just what he meant to the joy of life, because that's what he did. He found joy in baseball and telling stories about Cuba. I got a moment with him at an All-Star game in 2013, and it just it's something you remember as you move on, the joy that he has spilling out of him.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Another thing that I was talking to George Contos about, the last weekend being, you know, the last games that Vin Scully's going to call. And everybody who's played, your name's been called by Vin Scully. And just to think about the career that he's had, it's just unprecedented. It'll never happen again. What are your thoughts on just the career that he's put together?
Well, 67 years showing up is unbelievable. Forget just what he does. I mean, just to show up at the ballpark every night, it's unbelievable. But you said it. When you come to the big leagues, especially living in Southern California as a kid, and you dig in and you hear his voice on the radio coming out of the radio there at Dodger Stadium, you know that you're in the big leagues.
Here comes Flannery. But to finish up, I just wanted to ask how much you're enjoying what you're doing, because, you know, you're a guy who's always just, you know, full of life, enjoying everything you do. I love being around you when you were a manager in Rancho Cucamonga, and I thought maybe that was your future. But you've done so much. I mean, you can manage. You've been the third base coach. You're a broadcaster. You know, where does this fit in as far as the enjoyment level?
At this point in my life, it's where I want to be. You know, I've done a little broadcasting earlier in little stints in between coaching, but I still wanted to come back and win. And I had an opportunity to win 3 world championships. So I didn't feel like there was any more on that level I could do, not to mention the schedule at this point was starting to really become a grind. Coaching's hard. It's 12-hour days. It's a lot of work. And to be able to come back and do this and be around a game, talk about the game, see all the guys that I've loved and created history with, it's just another I feel like I'm still just being honored by, I'm just a survivor, a grunt in the game, a humble servant that's been able to stick around for a long time.
And you're still able to play your music, which I know you really love.
Play a whole bunch in iTunes, timflannery.com. We give it all away.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim, so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's former Giants third base coach, now analyst for Comcast SportsNet Bay Area and MLB Network, Tim Flannery. We'll talk to you again next week if the Giants are in the postseason. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin all season long on thesportsvirus.com and on KNBR.com.